Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ihambe njalo ke I three songs in a row. Ayanda Ntanzi uthi ziyezwakala phambi kwakhe uBusi Radebe ethi oh mohau wa Modimo eyoqala ke uBishop Paul Martin ufichara la uKatka bethi be blessed. Ngiyathemba ke ukuthi ubusekile, you are blessed ekutheni ube nathi sijula ngizwi. Ngitheke kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino no sisi uKyabetshwi Chakela ubhale incwadi enhle bazalwane ibizwa la ukuthi why is God not answering. I know ukuthi ubuningi ya unawo lo mbuzo ukuthi mara yazini it's been 20 years, it's been 3 months, it's been 4 days ngikhuleka uNkulunkulu but ngathi akaphenduli. So njoba sizokwenza ke i-book review naye yayo le title ukuthi why is God not answering, ngiyathemba ukuthi ke sizoyithola impendulo ukuthi why is God not answering. Ya ngaphambi kokuthi sixoxisane naye ngizo ndlula ngapha kodwa ke ithi ngimbingelele nizwe ukuthi sinaye yasexoxisana naye online Mekavetri sawbona
kimela mama ripeni kai
reading le rona riya lebohahle hore o re fena go ya hao sizoxoxisana nawe ngalencwadi njoba bengisho ngithi babangata bayeleng hore ba botsa hore mara why ka re Modimo ha rabi re tlo bua ka yona ne ke batla fela hore ba utle hore o teng and then sizoxoxisana nawe ke kopo ba dumedise ko mahai
dumelang to all the listeners and I'm blessed to be with you today.
Amen. Mhlambe nje usibekele kancane isithombe sakho hore ke mang Kyabetswe Chakela?
Kyabetswe Chakela is a female Christian. Ke mosadi o rata Modimo haholo ka pelo ya hae ka ofela. I am a child ya me o lo re o hodise a le mong. I'm the eldest of two siblings. And before kikemeng thotsena tsa homola I used to be an environmental officer in the mining industry, so ka bogutwane fela that is who Kyabetswe is.
And o tsaletswe kae?
Ke tsaletswe Thabantsho Free State mona e pakeng tsa Bloemfontein le Mbaseng ho border.
Oh, okay. Na re thabela ho tseba and le go haye kwa seba naso nje isithombe ukuthi ungubani o Kyabetswe. E re fete ka mone and then ha re gutla o tlo re bolella mo ka buka ena o ikwetseng uthi why is God not answering.
Yes.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha I Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
Yasi buyile ngikanye no sisikabetswe Chakela njoba umzwile ke echaza ukuthi ungubani ya ungumbhali walencwadi enombuzo ngaphakathi ukuthi why is God not answering. So nami ngithanda ukwazi ukuthi yini inspirele ukuthi abhale incwadi yale title. Awusikabetswe. Hello.
Oswaka.
Mhm. Mhlawumbe ungasichazela kabanzi ukuthi yini eku inspirele ukuthi ubhale incwadi lapho ubuza khona ukuthi why is God not answering and umunye umbuza ukuthi ukhuluma ngama personal experiences or mhlawumbe kunokunye bokubukile empilweni.
Oswaka, the thing that specifically inspired this book inele hore I went through challenges and these challenges tsekifitileng ho tsone ke tsone tse entseng hore ke feletsa ke buka modimo gore I am praying, but you know, I keep failing. I am praying, but I'm not seeing the karabos and tokens that you kupa ho ena mudimu. Why are you not answering me? And it was from this place of challenges and difficulties. Mwelo uring, kile katlame ahubuta mudimu. Mi mudimu ka nako eo ankarabela hori. Ki ii, nintente dieta hori. Ki rape, nefela kiske kafumana di karabos and tokens ki di rape la. Because hangata, when things are good in our lives, we are not worried about the answering of prayers because we are in a season of answered prayers. But when things are difficult, ke mo re tlalang re feletsa re botsa modimo re ka nnete modimo e sale ke rapela fela ntwe ke rapelang ga ke bone. Jwale that is what inspired the book is my own personal story and my own personal challenges that birthed this book.
Mhlawumbe nga sixoxela ukuthi some tsa di challenges tse ke tse feng tseo sa lengwa kopana le tsona.
So the challenges tse ke fitileng ho tsona at the end of 2020 ke le ka tlohella mosebetsi ono ko o sebetsa mining as an environmentalist. Jwale e la ha ke fetsa ho tlohella mo, the Lord had called me out of that job to come and start a business. And yet I started the business and it failed. And, you know, I had every single asset I had sold to make sure that I started this business that the Lord had called me into, but it failed. The loss of the business as well as a romantic relationship I found myself in that was very emotionally abusive. I was a mess. I was, you know, seeking the Lord, what is happening? I don't understand, God. I'm praying, but nothing is happening. And so, you know, those are some of the challenges that I was dealing with, you know, the financial strain yating after losing money from the business as well. It was a difficult time for me.
Yeah, njoba usho ukuthi esikhathini esiningi ha life ilimtofotofo. Ngathi siyakhohlwa ngonkulunkulu, you know, but lapho kuba nzima khona yila manje ubuyela futhi edolweni. Kinalo hutla bathu bare, you know, life will humble you.
So, oh, absolutely.
Yes. So, okuhle ukuthi hawulingwana wa mudimo, you know hore o tshwantse wetseng
le hore o balehela kae
le hore o balehela hokae. Yes, so I'm happy ukuthi nawe when you were challenged ne usalwa iputsisa yona question e uya hore mara mudimo, why I'm trying to do this but o ka re dintho ha di tsamae hantle wa kubuyisela futhi kuNkulunkulu ukuthi hlala edolweni. So if I may ask, mudimo sale awaraba how mutisa hore mara why osa nkarabi and then why din thotsaka o ka re di a hlakahlakana hwetse halang.
No, God really did answer me. He answered the question ene ke botsa ya hore ho baneng a sankarabi, which is funny because he didn't answer the questions I was asking before, but the one ke botsa ka hore ho baneng a sankarabi, yaba God broke it down for me to say these. He began to show me what were the things in my life that was causing the tapelo tsaka hore di ske di a arabeha, you know. And it God was really revealing to me that it is not that he didn't answer, it is that there are things in my life that are causing a blockage and a barrier hore ke tsebe hore ke fumane tso modimo ampetseng sona. So, you know, as I began to, you know, seek the Lord and he began to reveal to me these things, you know, I unpack them in this book that I wrote, Dear Why Is God Not Answering? Because these are critical things. Say, Hilary, Harry Levi Kreste, Hangata Harry Duboni, Mapilung Aruna, that these are things that could be barriers, you know, to our prayers being answered, or rather us accessing our already answered prayers.
Mhlawumbe lokukhuluma kanje kunomunye othi yo kyahutla oskabetswe, it's been years and years. Ke kopa ko modimo, ke kopa ntho A1 fela. For example, omunye uthi salentse ke kopa mosebetsi ko modimong. Ene modimo wa mpona hore ke safara joang, ke na le bana. Maybe ke ntate or a ke gone ho provider for my family. E ka be bothata keng? And you know ke ya kerekeng. Ke mamohetse a Christu ya ka mophulusi wa bophelo baka. Ke a server. Ke etsa nthongwe lengwe ke nahanang hore tshwantse ke yetse. So why modimo a sa arabe dithapelo tsaka o ka reng ho yena?
Wata hangata, and I get that question a lot. Hangata, jwale ka bakreste, we have built this image that jwale ka bakreste haratlana o fitana go ntse thata. We have built this image in our minds and in our spirit that things must be good all the time. And so when we read Bodi Bukatu Chana Letabo Jobo, or we read the story of Paul and the persecution, we don't realize that the Christian walk itself in any of the ups and downs. And sometimes you can find yourself in a season, a very, very dry season, and it is a God-ordained season of suffering. Hai hore modimo hayo in that situation. But only who hokahala hore o fete mo ho fitileng teng. Number one, hore o tsebe hore o build the faith ya hao. Because hangata jwale ka ke hlalositse also waka, many times when times are good and things are good, we don't even go to God with thanksgiving. We don't even go to God. Re modimo ke a o leboha ka po. We don't even want to grow spiritually jwale ka bana ba modimo and strengthen that relationship. Yala how will it hata modimo a itse e go be thata hanyenya ngwanene wa ka tlo khudela go nna hape. You know, we begin to feel like God has forsaken us, that God has forgotten us. But in those seasons, the holding kata where you have been praying to God for a job and you see God sees your suffering, mara how hona mosebetsi o hlahelang, you know, that financial breakthrough is not coming. It is not that season it is the void of God. God is in that season and he wants to walk with you in that season. And haholoholo o batla ha o tsotla ho yena o llela ho yena ho ba this relationship ya hao le yena e ntse e hola, so that when the season that you have built an intimate relationship with the Mujimu Ahau, when you are prosperous, and that when you are prosperous, the world won't swallow you. Of having those physical seasons in our lives.
Hoyaka wena, king e kosang spiritual stagnation?
I believe that spiritual stagnation is caused by the sin in our life. You know, sin is the one thing that separates us from God. It separates us from God. And so almost 9 times out of 10, the sin in our lives is the thing that causes stagnation in our lives because, you know, where the presence of God is, there's all growth and multiplication and increase. And so this divide that is caused by sin in our lives is the thing that causes you to be stagnant and to not grow in the things of God because Mudimu has been separated from you because of the sin.
So motho ha bala buka e ka mothusa jwang?
Ha bala buka ena, number one, e ka mothusa ho realize hore go na le dintho tse santsaneng o tlhoka go di lokisa bophelong ba gago jalo ka Mokeresete. We understand that Bible e re jwetsa gore we must crucify the flesh daily. And so, hangata jalo ka bazalwane, we are not perfect people. We are very imperfect people who serve a perfect God. And so, go na le ntho tse ngata maphelong a rona tse e le goreng you know, this book will help you to recognize the things that you might be doing wrong. It will help you recognize things that could cause you to fall and could cause you not to succeed in the things that you were doing. And so it is a book that will enlighten you and reveal certain things to you about even how the kingdom of darkness, and so when we are informed with the knowledge that even the kingdom of darkness that is working against me and working against my future, gore e sebetsa jwang, ke kgona gore I am better equipped to fight back the kingdom of darkness, and I have a better understanding of what I need to do. And this is what this book will do for you. It will, you know, it positions you to have knowledge, but not just knowledge, but it positions you over the practical ways on which to take steps forward in this new knowledge, this newfound knowledge, how do I then move forward practically? Because many times, we tend to feel like, how do I apply this practically in my life? And this is what this book will do for you.
So when a hanse o shebang le di challenges tse, and then o mo botsa Modimo gore why go etsagala so mo bophelong baka, ke eng se a seleng a se revila ko wena?
So ntho tse a di revealileng go nna Modimo is the one thing was unbelief. Go se be le tshepo go Modimo le go se be le tumelo go Modimo. You know, we are Christians and we believe God.
Yeah.
But hangata, when it comes to the personal things, when you need finances or mosebetsi, I'm asking you for this job. And immediately, how that whole happened, you begin to doubt. And that was my biggest challenge. And afterwards, I would begin to question, is this possible? Can God really do it? You know, because the pressure and the time and that are causing you to really doubt if God can do it. You know, that had a huge impact in my life. And you know, unbelief was one of the major things. Revealed to me that your unbelief, your lack of faith, And also the other thing was understanding that there is a thing called the season of waiting. That when we pray to God and God says yes, The time between the prayer and the answer of the prayer does not mean because delay is not denial.
Amen.
And so there is a season of waiting sometimes. We need to trust God and we need to grow in the things of God as we wait for the manifestations.
You know, ubuaka tabaya sebi ne. And how ka sheba hangata motho ha le mo sebeng akere sebe se bona hala se le monate ne and how realize hore o kena deep and deep ha mo sona mola ha se o le moha o bula mahlo tlakere maybe tlaketse example ka a drug, you know, he motho a kena abuse the drugs like ha kena o kena a taster and then out go le monate and then ka o sane o tlo gutla hape are e gutlile monate nyana o le ere ke utlwe hape or ke taste hape and then after few months or after few years o thola hore se a kene and then ha gone hotswa ke yana hana hore le sebe se kena jwalo ko mothong and then
Hubuima. Deliverance is a process. Hangata, we think that just because I prayed to God and I said, Lord, forgive me for this sin, or I repent of this sin, that hufella fela jualo. You know, it is a process because the devil will come and tempt you again with this. The devil will come and tempt you. And so it is a process of decisions that you make to say, and so the self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit, needs to be within you from that moment you repent, to say, but from this moment on, I'm going to make purposeful decisions to say no to the thing. And so it's a sacrifice that I need to make to say, I don't want to, you know, excessively drink alcohol anymore or do drugs. I'm going to make this decision to stop. And whether I need assistance, rehab, or, you know, support, but I need to make a decision to say, Mudimu ntshwarela. And also accompany that with action.
Yes. Hey, and you know, another problem ke wabana akitsore ke re ke lack of faith o no bua ka yona or ke re ke ho mo doubta modimo. You know, o ka tla wa rapela ko modimong ne, but o thole gore gona le this voice, this small voice. Etla beng e ho botsa dilo tse leng hore di opposite le tse o di kopang ko modimong. Maybe etla o botsa hore o mang wena o tlo kopa modimo, maybe this and that.
Yes,
we understand. So re tsa joang hore re sa utlwa voice e
or re ke ra entertainer this voice.
Yes, re sa entertainer.
What's the solution to not giving in to these voices and doubt in a rebellion? You know, the book of James chapter 1 tells us that a double-minded man will not receive anything from the Lord. And so what doubt and a lack of faith does, it causes one side of you believes, the other side does not believe. And so we pumana only in this place where you are doubting. And so the one key thing to do as a Christian is to be in the Word of God. That is able to silence any other voice that can speak into your life. How you want to believe God for this thing, because there are these voices that are telling you the opposite of what you are asking God for, and they're questioning the prayers that you are praying. The Word of God is the thing to renew your mind, is what Romans says, that you renew your mind with the Word of God. And so how bala lentswe la modimo o kena lentswe la modimo, meditating on lentswe la modimo, lentswe la modimo ke lone le tlo thusang gore it silences this other voice that speaks doubt and unbelief for bophelong ba hao.
Wow. E na le matla ntho e we buang mo auskabetswe. E tsike sithathe I break kancane lana ne ngalomhlabelelo kaNtokozo Mbambo ethi because he loved me so. And then ha re khutla ke as buka how ire, why is God not answering? So re kopa karabo hore why is God not answering?
All right,
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Was Tanda o Christu was fela esiphambanweni. Ntokozo Mbambo uthi because he loved me so. Sisahleli naye ke u Sisigabetswe Chakela obhale incwadi lam titled Why is God Not Answering? And kunezinye izinto ayibalile la ezimbalwa ukuthi esikhathini esiningi uthola ukuthi uNkulunkulu akaphenduli, kungenzeka ukuthi i lack of faith, and kungenzeka ukuthi isono okuwukuthi uhlezi ngaphakathi kusona. Oscar Betswe, so how mobotsa modimo hore ho bane nge hlentate o sa arabi dithapelo tsaka? Uthini, why is God not answering?
The question ya hore why is God not answering is a very loaded question, my sister, because fapana for all of us as people. But for me specifically, there were two reasons. The one was a lack of faith, yabobezi, in a ili, that I needed to wait. And so mabaka au ama baby au ine le mabaka a specific to me ke le ka kiabetso ana a etsa gore ke phumane ke sa ke sa bone ntshutseng ke di rapella.
Yeah.
But there are various reasons say le gore you know radi discuss a booking yena ke no thing you know you mentioned on CB ukila bona CB ke ntshongwe ha go mogolo it separates us from Modimo because stagnation and you know it separate ho Modimo na re morapellang and if a yena satane e mo fa legal right go phelong ba rona gore a kene a senye ntho tse handle maphelong a rona and so sin is one of those reasons as well we find ourselves hangata mo ile gore ni nna jole ka motho I find myself ha ke consistent ka ntho tsa Modimo that's in yena ke I am consistent and then a couple of days later backsliding you know I'm not consistent in my relationship le Modimo you know other reasons as well jole ka spiritual warfare could be a reason ukila bona they are the devil is working against you. The Bible iri satani is your adversary, he's your enemy. And so the kingdom of darkness le ba ba satani aba sebedisang gore ba sebetsane against you also is another thing that could be causing you not to see dikarabo tsa Modimo bophelong ba hao o kila bona because you know people speak about witchcraft, they speak about the spiritual realm, and so there are spiritual warfare and losing our spiritual weapons is another thing ele hore re tlame re ele hloko as believers to say there might be stagnation that is happening because Satan olwantshana le nna ke. And so we discuss these things in the book. We go into, you know, whether it was the will of God. And you're not praying in line with the will of God. Because it is not in line with what God wants for you. And so we discuss and put in a happening. There's many other reasons that we go into in this book. And whatever area of your life you find yourself in, you will find that one of these reasons is present, or many, you know, a few of these reasons is present in your life. And so you are able to see what are the things that you are also doing, but you are able to get practical steps on how to overcome these barriers that are keeping you from your answered prayers.
Wow. Ke oskabetswe chakela ya ubhale incwadi enhle kakhulu and akusiyona kuphela incwadi le it is a spiritual compass and it provide actionable strategies and biblically rooted advice for cultivating a deeper relationship noNkulunkulu which is leading to his abundant blessings and answered prayers. So auskebetswe wena Modimo o harabile after nakwe kanangkang ha o tla ko yena o mo botsa hore mara Modimo why o sa arabi o emi nakwe kanangkang ho thola dikarabo
auswaka. You know that question, I am still waiting on the Lord.
You're still waiting. Wow.
I am still waiting on the Lord, you know. Modimo revealed to me personally, besides Tabaya lack of faith, that I needed to wait for the appointed time. You know, and so the appointed time ya Modimo also waka. And as I wait, you know, and my heart's desire is that as Christians and as believers, that we have the knowledge to understand where am I in this journey with God, so that I can have peace, even though I don't have the answer yet. But I have peace knowing that at the appointed time, the Lord will make it happen. So, about, you know, why is God not answering? Because it helps bring peace within your spirit to say, you know, God will never answer. If I can fix one, two, three, and then I wait on God to show up in my situation. Also, I am still waiting on the Lord, and I am, you know, when God's time happens, it will be at the perfect time.
And God's ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
And neskatsa ke sihlukile kwisikhatsethu. Na ngabatla hore dilo di etsa hale in 3 months, but Modimo are no, how so be ready wena go receive this. So
yes.
E kanetse yang ka longer. So go tlo dependa mo wena he hore ha o eme ke eng so sietsang.
And those are some of the things that even in this book we speak about how to wait. Because waiting is not something where you need to have a conversation with God to say, what do I do while I wait? You know, how am I supposed to, what am I supposed to accomplish in the season of waiting? What am I supposed to learn? Now, considering uratela mudimu hore, let's say a lawyer or obataoba doctor. But there is a time between that prayer and actually being a doctor where you need to gain knowledge, you need to get practical, you need, when I learn to halang in that season that prepares you.
Wow. A rinke hape break e nyane mona and then hare khutla he bese siya ivala indaba yetu.
657 AM Radio for Believers in Action.
I Radio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele u radiopulpit.co.za.
So bazalwane njoba usisikabetsu esholana ne uNkulunkulu may have a different plan or timing for impilo yakho. So wena nje kumele ulinde kuyena and umthembe ngoba uyazi ukuthi ikuphi oku best for wena. So ausikabetsu in closing okaring who everyone oileng ho rokare o batla o lahlehelwa ke tshepo to everyone o areng ai na Modimo o ka re wang phanisha o Modimo ka re ha nkutlwe heke mokopa o ke bua le yena.
I think the one thing in conclusion eng ka e buang to all the listeners is from 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 7. Erin, cast all your cares to the Lord because he cares for you. Mudimu wa ubona, God is seeing you. Mudimu wa ubona as you go through that difficult season. God is still watching and taking care of you. He walks beside you. Na kwenyena ekata ufitang huyona. So if there is one thing that you can lean on, is that God is good and he cares for you. And nto enwili enwili, haunzwa utoha huseng, remember that God is good and that he cares for you. Kuku kiyona nto ya bosoka, ekaring I can speak to anybody that is in a season where they feel like Mudimu haba arabi and they're beginning to lose hope, is that God cares for you and he loves you. And Mudimu mo, nto emuli emu that concerns you, he is concerned about as well.
Wow. Ausi kiabetsi realeboa haholo. And uma umuntu mhlampa ngathanda ukuthi ayithole le ncwadi uthola hala jwang?
So buka ya rona ithola hala on our website that is gracemag.online or maybe baka ya to our WhatsApp line mo baka fumana information ka ofela nomoro ya tenki 061-451-0105 or they can reach out to us on Instagram at Kiabetswe Chakela. That's K-E-A-B-E-T-S-W-E-C-H-A-K-E-L-A. That's Kiabetswe Chakela on Instagram. more we have all the links to our websites and our contact information and our emails. So if the listeners, they must get a copy of the book. It's available on our website as well as via WhatsApp. And the book is retailer for 250 excluding shipping costs.
It's okay. Kanawar www?
It is gracemag.online.
www.gracemag.meg.
gracemag.online.
Meg, M-A-G.
mag.online.
Online.
Online.
Okay, and then go WhatsApp 061.
Go WhatsApp 061-451-0105.
01. Okay.
0105.
061-451-0105. 0105. Okay.
0-5.
Sikuyabetshwe, thank you so much ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho. And njoba ushilo ke ukuthi asilinde kuNkulunkulu ngoba ngesinye isikhathi akaphenduli your prayers. Akusho ukuthi uvale indlebe, akafuni ukuzwa lutho from wena. Yeah, ukuthi nje isikhathi asikakafiki or uyabona ukuthi cha awukakabi ready ukuthi akakubusisa ngalokho mhlambe okucelayo kuyena. Like for instance, uthole hore ke nna ke kopa Modimo lenyalo, but Modimo ha shebile or mhlambe ubheke my personality, ubheke my character and all those things, uzongipha isikhathi ukuthi bahle shintsha your character ngoba angeke ukwazi ukuthi uhlale emshadweni ngale character or indlela maybe engiyiphatha ngayo. So siyabonga kakhulu sisikabetswe, sizolinda kuNkulunkulu kanti lapho silindile silinde sisiqhubeka nokwenza kahle phambi kwamehlo akhe. God bless you.
Amen. Kyalebuwa uthwaka. Thank you so much.
Asimphelezele ke la ngo Sibu Zindela ethi njalo siyanqoba, sizongena ke esigabeni sokugcina yilapho ke sithola khona i-discussion noma sixoxisana no Pastor Jabu Fagude. Lingasuki ke iphondo ku AM 657.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true authentic Christian Radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.